This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Adele recently said she stood by her decision earlier this year to postpone her Las Vegas residency, saying the show just wasn't ready. The Weekends with Adele residency at Caesars Palace will now take place from November 18th to March 25th. In addition to the 24 rescheduled shows, 8 new shows have been added. Someone like you might want to get a ticket. Drew Taggart and Alex Paul, aka the Chainsmokers, have signed up to get into a pressurized capsule tethered to a stratospheric balloon and perform 20 miles above the Earth. The feat would make Taggart and Paul the first musical artists to perform at the edge of space. This event will happen in 2024. Still plenty of time to sh** their pants. Britney Spears posted nude photos again. In one of the sexy snaps shared to Instagram, Spears, 40, grabbed her cheeks as she showed off her backside but kept the photos non-explicit. Heart or flower, she asked her followers, referencing the emoticons used to cover her, assets. Is that cottage cheese or feta? Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg racked up a massive dinner tab at Say Less in New York City. There were about 15 people at the dinner, which totaled $4,000. Although Hart and Wahlberg each have respective net worths of about $400 million, someone else in the room paid for the bill. The generous mystery person was not revealed, and Kevin Hart remained unfunny. Chris Rock and Lake Bell went on a romantic boat ride in Croatia. The Hollywood pair got cozy as they walked through the city of Dubrovnik before hopping on that boat. We reported recently that the two were seen leaving a dinner date at Giorgio Baldi in LA over the 4th of July weekend. That restaurant is a hotbed for paparazzi. Croatia? Not so much. Eddie Murphy will star in a holiday comedy film called Candy Cane Lane for Amazon Studios and produced by Imagine Entertainment. It's the first film as part of a 3-picture deal that Murphy signed with Amazon back in September. Good, as long as Murphy is too busy to have another kid. He already has 10. Nick Cannon said, "That Murphy's got balls." Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston was struck in the right shoulder at Dodger Stadium by a line drive off the bat of Grammy Award winner Anthony Ramos as they took batting practice. The 66-year-old Cranston doubled over for a couple of minutes, then headed to his nearby trailer. This was before the annual Hollywood Stars Night charity baseball game. Only in LA. Kim Kardashian wants to see Gunna released from his jail cell while he awaits trial. She tweeted out her support to her 73 million followers. Gunna was recently denied bond a second time and will be held in a Georgia jail until January when his case is scheduled to go to trial. He's accused of possession of drugs with intent to distribute and receiving stolen property. Classy. Clueless actress Alicia Silverstone and her 11-year-old son Bear are very close. The 45-year-old actress revealed that, quote, "Bear and I still sleep together and I don't care," unquote. Silverstone shares custody of Bear with her ex-husband and joked that she would get in trouble for her comments by critics. Meanwhile, folks in Alabama said, "That's not strange."
Idiot of the Week!
Kid Cudi was evidently no substitute for Kanye West at the Rolling Loud Festival, as some Kanye fans pelted Cudi with objects. He was on stage at the jam-packed event in Miami when some hecklers started throwing objects at him. Cudi threatened to walk off, and did after 4 songs as he was struck again. Idiots! Dwayne The Rock Johnson revealed that he turned down an offer to host this year's Emmy Awards. Johnson was approached by the primetime TV award show's bosses to host the 74th annual event set to take place on September 12th, but ultimately declined. Funny man Chris Rock was also approached about hosting the show with Johnson. He must have thought, "Aw, hell no." The second season of American Horror Stories from Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk is as stacked with appearances from big names as it is with creepy and, as the title promises, horrifying stories. This season, Alicia Silverstone, Bella Thorne, and the wonderful Judith Light are three of the big names stepping into the AHS universe. Where's Blac Chyna? Chrissy Teigen is celebrating 1 year of sobriety while reflecting on her past relationship with booze. Not a drop of alcohol in 365 days, she announced on Instagram, with a video showing her hanging out with her husband, John Legend, and their kids, 6-year-old daughter Luna and 4-year-old son Miles. Sadly, despite being sober, she is still annoying. Ozzy Osbourne was seen walking around with a cane after undergoing life-altering surgery. The Prince of Darkness, 73, was joined by his wife Sharon and their kids Jack and Kelly. After saying goodbye to Kelly, who was expecting her first child with Slipknot member Sid Wilson, Ozzy received help getting into a large black Range Rover. Of course it's black!
The Trash Bin.
Last week, it was Mama June and daughter Pumpkin. This week, it's Mama June's other daughter, Honey Boo Boo, and she's going under the knife. The reality star will head to New York after her 17th birthday to undergo weight loss surgery. She will receive a suture sculpt endoscopic sleeve, which will cost $13,000. Now that's a fat check to write.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon has bought primary healthcare provider One Medical for $3.9 billion. YouTube says it will crack down on abortion misinformation and remove videos. Crypto startup Blockchain.com has laid off 25% of their staff since crypto company 3AC declared bankruptcy. Chinese TikTok owner ByteDance increased U.S. lobbying spending by 130% this quarter. Looks like they're nervous.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Renaissance, by Beyoncé, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing, by Delia Owens, remains the top-selling fiction book.
Halsey had a fiery response to fans who left her concert in Phoenix, Arizona, after she gave a passionate speech about abortion rights on stage. The 27-year-old hitmaker, who goes by the pronouns she, they, replied to a follower who tweeted that the amount of people who walked out of Halsey's show at the outdoor amphitheater following her remarks was sickening. Halsey wrote, "Downside of doing outdoor venues, there's no door to hit them on the way out." Upon seeing that some of the attendees were heading for the exits, Halsey waved at them in a shooing motion and called out, quote, "If you don't like it, you can go home right now. I don't care. I don't know why you came to a Halsey concert," unquote. One thing Halsey has always been is passionate, and that goes for her brand new song, which we love. Here's Halsey with the song of the week, So Good. That was Halsey with the song of the week, so good. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.